What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Women are the more emotional gender, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Guys, they just want to be left to their own devices. We want freedom. Maybe every once in a while, someone to come home to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got some bad news for you, buddy.
What's that?
What if we have in front of us, if we have in front of us, let me try that again.
Go ahead.
If what we have in front of us is true.
What do we got here?
We've had it wrong the whole time. And maybe, just maybe, you know a few guys who fit the bill we're about to describe. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Breaking up is harder for men than it is for women.
Oh.
This, according to a new study published in Behavioral and Brain Sciences, which I know you read on a regular basis.
That's a magazine or something?
Well, okay, so medical magazines are
not something your wife gets.
Yeah.
They're like trade magazines.
Well, kind of, no. They're not like, there's no like advertisement for like Cavassier in the middle of it, right? It's just like papers published, and they just call it a magazine.
Kimmy doesn't know what that is, by the way.
She knows Cavassier.
Nope.
What?
Why
all
would
the
she
songs?
Know Cavassier?
Because it was in every song in the early
2000s. I know.
I'm going to tell him about Pastor Cavassier. I'm going to tell him about Pastor Cavassier.
Never knew what that was.
Really?
Yep.
It's cognac.
Well, yeah.
The drink.
No, now.
Okay.
Also known as yak.
The study, which was done with, by the way, only heterosexual relationships,
okay,
found that men are less likely to initiate the breakup of a relationship. Tommy, did you know?
So most guys get dumped.
Yes.
All right.
Did you know that 7 in 10 divorces in America are initiated by women?
Oh.
I did not know
that. Well, you know, when I think about guys that have been divorced, including myself, that's about right.
Oh, yeah, but you were on.
You even said, like, you were not even really in the relationship anymore, but almost waiting for her to break it off.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you could have done it at any point.
True.
I mean, you definitely, though, fall under the can't blame her umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? I'm a great guy.
Yeah. They also found in this study that men are more likely to search for a partner that's ready for a serious relationship when they are single.
So they jump right back into it?
No, even whether or not they're jumping back in or they're just looking for a partner, they want someone that is ready to enter a serious relationship. At least they're more likely than women. And they have a theory why.
Mm.
They say women get more emotional support from their friends and their environments than men do.
And they're way more social.
And because of that, heterosexual men are more dependent on their partners to fulfill emotional needs. Because you can't talk to your buddy Bob, you need a lady there for you.
So it's almost like it's not you're just in it for love. You're looking for a support system to come home to every night. Because that's what happened to my sister. Not to bring her up twice in one show.
Yeah, no, this is really fun, not depressing.
No, but like she always got these guys who were just looking for three hots and a cot.
No, but see, the way you put that, it's, yeah, thank you.
Because they're just looking for a roof over their heads, not so much an emotional partner.
And but, they were looking for a mommy.
But that's the difference here. See, like, you can't draw the difference. Because when you see, say, like, bum guy, he just wants a place to live, somewhere to eat, and a woman to take care of him. That's not this. This is a legitimate emotional support. And they go even further in this
study. How soft we gonna get?
They say that men are more likely to experience loneliness after a breakup. They say that men in this study are less likely to see the positives in a breakup. And they say that men cannot end a relationship, the majority of men, in a healthy way.
Okay.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm going to start with Kimmy here because I already see you trying to wind up a couple of explanations.
No.
Do you believe what this study has found based on your personal experience?
I always have a theory that women take it harder initially when there's a breakup, even if she's the one breaking up with him or whatever, you know. And men regret it or men have a tougher time later.
Okay.
Like, it always takes you guys a little bit longer to maybe process or maybe, like,
You guys are so dumb.
Well, no.
You're so dumb.
I think, like, it takes you a little bit longer.
I'm going to tell him now.
It takes you a little bit longer to feel lonely. Does that make sense? Like, loneliness doesn't sink in for you until, like, maybe a little bit after that relationship, and then that's when you start having a tough time processing that relationship ending.
Would you agree with her take?
Yeah, I think so.
So you agree, then, with what the study found?
Because once you realize she no longer actually wants to be in that relationship with you, that's when it all hits you.
I think women, too, will admit that they need help. that they need a support system.
Okay.
Where guys, to your point, I got my TV and a case of beer, that's all I need. And then that's, oh my God, this is all I got.
Yeah. I think it takes a little bit for it to really
And they'll
sink
never
in.
Admit it.
That's you know, don't guys, but it does sound pretty sweet, though.
Oh, it does.
Case of beer, TV. And,
yeah. But no guy admits that they failed. Like, women will, to your point, cry and have
a support
system. They
get it all
system.
Out, and to your point, like, they'll talk to people, and they'll find people with other, you know, stories that make them feel better, and then I think once they're over it, they're a little bit more over it than a guy would be.
Okay, so when it comes to folks listening to this show, with the study that finds that men take breakups harder than women do, I get why that would be shocking based on how we talk about guys and what we say we want. To your point, I got my beer and my TV, and that's all I need. But that could all be smoke and mirrors, because if we go back into the study, where it talks about women getting more emotional support from than men from their friends.
Yeah, they're gal pals.
Like you just said, Tommy, you're not going to tell your guys that you're longing for a woman to share your life with. You're not going to wax poetic about wanting to wake up tomorrow next to the love of your life. You can talk about banging chicks, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to bang so many chicks, bro. See that chick over there? Go bang her. Watch me walk up and embarrass myself trying to bang that chick, bro.
Yeah. We just put on this shell of a pig.
Shell of a pig?
And that's what we put forward. Pig shell.
Shell of a pig?
Right, we just act like pigs.
Okay, oh, I get what
you're saying.
To brag. I understand, all right. You know, that being said, there is a place where every man may have seen what this study is describing in a buddy or two.
Mm.
And that would be in the post-breakup freakout.
Mm.
He wants to drive by her place. He flips out when he discovers she's dating somebody new.
They start to hit that borderline stalker label, and you as a buddy, you're probably like, at what point do we have to do something about this?
Yeah, no, there are discussions behind those guys' backs all the time. And, you know, since the invention of cell phones, everyone's had those nights where you go out with a guy that's recently single, right? He gets drunk, and you got to, like, hey, don't call her.
Yes.
Don't do it, bro. I mean, it's so common. We as guys will be proactive. Enough to take buddies out after a breakup to try to get their minds off of her.
But all we do really is just get them full of alcohol and not listen to them. Like, it's like the worst advice you could give a guy.
I don't know what else you're supposed to do.
Right. Which is sad.
Okay.
Like, all we do, here, have some poison.
But it-
we're going to ignore you now. Mixer on.
But here's the thing.
Right.
Like, as we go through this study and we talk about all this stuff and it flies in the face of everything we believed about emotions with men
like
and women.
A man.
How, with all the other things that we've already seen from our friends, do we look at the study and go, oh, I never realized that before. I never realized that in taking my drunken buddy's phone and telling him not to call her and telling him don't drive by her house that maybe we take breakups harder.
Yeah.
That being said, I've only been on the male side of it.
You are describing things that I know women to also do, especially the thing like don't text him, don't call him, let's try to prevent that tonight, you know what I mean? So I can't say that women aren't also guilty of that.
Okay.
It could also be more of men's possessiveness, you know what I mean?
That's my property.
That kicks in.
Control freak.
In those situations, like maybe more so than women. Like you start thinking, well, what is she doing?
Okay.
I remember she texted that guy, which, you know, you start looking for those signs.
No, that will definitely kick it up to another notch when you find out either she's into somebody else, she's found somebody
else. Oh, yeah. Or even if she's just out.
Yeah.
If she's just out having fun with her friends and you see it on social media and how she's dressed and how she's looking good and having a ball and you're sitting there with your big TV and your beer, it's going to piss you off.
Again, though, I understand what you're saying. You don't know what you got until it's gone. But that big TV and beer still sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does. It does.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this study in behavioral and brain sciences. Tommy's number one subscription monthly. Talks about how breaking up, men take breakups harder than women. 7 in 10 divorces initiated by women. Men more likely to search when they're single for a partner that wants a serious relationship. They say that men are more likely to experience loneliness after a breakup. They say that men are less likely to see the positives after a breakup. They say when it comes to a healthy end of a relationship, men are less likely to experience that. And they get into how because we as men do not emotionally support each other, we have to turn to being psychos. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
All right. I hope that men really take note of this study because, unfortunately, men are the less emotionally intelligent species. And maybe some of that is due to us in general, but it's mostly due to 100 years of suck it up, don't cry, be a man, All that.
You're gonna be a man. Sorry.
Slow down and writing these down.
You can't write. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Hey, way to be emotionally supportive there, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Exactly. I mean, we're just as emotional as women are, right? We have the same feelings. We have the same emotions. We love and we hurt, but we're told, you know, toughen up. Don't deal with it. Stiff upper lip. I mean, you know, men talk about their problems. They don't talk about their feelings, right?
Ooh.
We'll bitch all Ooh. Day about how things are wrong, but we won't get into why it's wrong, whether it's our fault or not. So, you know, women deal with this better because they're more emotionally intelligent.
They're advanced.
They've grown up with their feelings their whole life. So this doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay.
So I don't know what else to say about this, but, you know, this whole be a man crap, just throw it out the window, man.
No, but what's funny about that is, Jeremy, I mean, everything you said makes sense.
Yeah, it's dead on, man.
But it's funny. Like, even when you get to the end there, you wax philosophical, you talk about history, all this stuff. All three of us guys here, we get to the end. I don't really know what to do to change it. Like,
That's the way it is.
I don't want to be the first soft boy.
Really? In those pants?
These are very manly pants.
Yeah, no, yeah. You look like you're headed to a Christopher Cross concert at CMAC.
He's a hell of a guy.
Gonna make it right, make it
right. He's one of the most undervalued guitar players there ever was. Anyways, if you want my solution, you may not like it. Go to therapy.
All right.
A therapist will actually tell you how to get.
Yeah, but then you're paying $100 a session. Who's got that?
Well, would you rather pay that or $100,000 in a divorce?
Right. Oh, in your face!
Well, how about $15 for a bottle of Jack? It's going to get me there. Yeah. I got a big screen TV.
Oh, yes. TV's
I can
back.
How about I can do a wake and whack in the morning with my Jack? I can do a wake whack and Jack in the morning while I'm watching 52-inch porn on my TV set.
Yeah, I have a plan for you. Take your $15 bottle of Jack and go ask little Hitler how that worked out. She's right on the other floor, right?
Not today.
Jeremy.
They don't come in. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good
Bye,
rest
Dick.
Of the day.
He remembers her old nickname.
That is a deep reference to Tommy's ex-wife on the old
show. No
idea
what he was talking about.
I'm going to not go near her, by the way, for the next week.
Yeah, you might want
to. Okay, great. So there is one thing that is a little bit off in the numbers that they share in this study.
What are they saying?
So, okay, you got that number. 7 in 10 women initiate divorce. That number there, right?
Divorce or breakup?
Divorce. That was divorce. So, yeah, I mean, that's the only rock-solid number we would have in America. That's American. 7 in 10 American women initiate divorces. It kind of makes women seem cold-hearted monsters. Let's make them seem like cold-hearted monsters that just want out.
Yeah.
When in reality, there are lots of logical reasons that could happen.
Well, they're emotional widows.
What do you mean by that?
Maybe the first to talk about it. Like I said, like maybe for a long time the relationship was over. Like either person could have broke it off, but for whatever reason, maybe more women are taking the initiative to finally say, let's end things.
And you're right about that. But I think it's even more simple than that in some cases. I mean, a woman filing for divorce could be a woman discovering her husband was unfaithful.
Mm. Yes.
That could be a woman that is in a controlling or potentially dangerous relationship.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I do agree with you, Kimmy. You're right. Like, you know,
might just talk, you know, like you said, men are bad at talking about things, and she's the one that's going to point out, hey, things aren't good here.
And that's what I mean by emotional widow.
Yeah.
She's not getting something. She's looking for something. It's just a cold house. Like, we're just roommates.
Sure.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
I mean, it's a cold house, but it keeps that Jack cold for your.
Oh, yeah.
Wake whack a Jack.
Cold wake whack a Jack.
How would that work?
Quickly.
The big problem here at the end of the discussion.
What's that?
Is. What we've talked about here, if it's true, most men will never admit.
No.
Right? Like Jeremy talked about, we've been raised to be a certain way, and, you know, it is what it is. But, you say, whoa.
No, well, I was going to say, even if, you know, you and your buddies decided we're going to be more open about this with each other, or we're going to seek each other's
advice. I can't even keep a straight face with you saying
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. There's no guarantee you're going to get good advice out of it.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, even if you're all going to be more open and talking about your relationship problems, like, the odds that a buddy's actually going to give you good advice is pretty low.
Unless
they've been through it themselves. Or,
no, but even there, it's not guaranteed to be
but
good
it's
advice.
So, when you're with a buddy or a group of guys and a guy gets emotional, like, legit, it's so cringeworthy.
No, that's just you, man.
Okay.
I'm the only one who cringes.
It depends on what they're getting emotional
about a situation with their wife.
No, I think that there are situations with your partner.
I'm looking for the exit. I do not want to sit here
because you're somebody that has gone through a lot of relationships.
Yes, I have.
And you should be the one to understand where that person's coming from.
No, but I'm going to make a stupid joke. I'm going to like not listen, or I'm going to just laugh because I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about your problems.
So that's that.
I don't want to hear about my own problems.
But that doesn't make you a friend. You
know. I understand that. So I'm a lousy friend.
No. You are no friend at all.
I am a friend.
No, you're not, because a friend.
I'm not a friend to you?
Not anymore, you're not. I'm not going to tell you about my marriage problems anymore.
No, but I couldn't do that. You couldn't handle me coming in here all blubbering ass.
No, I mean, I've known you long enough where I would do what I could.
What a blubbering ass.
Blubbering ass, Tommy, yeah. After a wake whack-a-jack? Sounds like a pancake special at a fast food restaurant.
Well, that'd be some good pancakes.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, not the whack part. Yeah. The wake and jack.
They're bitter.
Not the man jack.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Jeez.
I do want to say, though, Kimmy.
Some people are probably into it. I mean, I'm not going to judge people.
Look, I don't want to man bash this whole thing because, you know, you make good points about the emotional depth of men and how even if you got advice from your buddy, that would be bad advice.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that most advice that women give their now single friends is good advice. There are a lot of women out there.
You know what it is? I think women are more likely to listen and just be there for a friend, whereas guys would feel like they have to give advice. Well, you know what I did,
okay,
what you should
point.
Do.
But guys just want to tell you their stories, to your point.
Yeah.
As he like cuts her off to tell her your story.
You know what I mean? Like, if you start telling you, buddy, went down to Mexico and got a chick, man, it was really hot. I mean, he wouldn't even be giving you advice. He'd be telling you some stupid story.
Well, that's advice. Go to Mexico, find a chick.
Yeah.
Wake up, whack, jack, Mexico.
I think they call it El Hueco.
El Hueco Jack.
Yeah, you'd stop.
El Jaco. The one they call El Jaco. In my village, my lonely village, we had one large screen TV. We'd all gather around to watch the pornography and eat avocados.
Hopefully not at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On one hand,
what's that?
You get why people would be bothered by how loud and noisy and distracting this would be. It exists to scare other living things away.
All right.
But on the other hand, experts say they have to do this or risk having gross-ass, unclean, potentially dangerous situations downtown.
A mess.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I mean, a mess is the easiest way to put it. It could get worse than just a mess. So, if you got to choose one, are you choosing gross or loud?
Hmm.
Or in Tommy's case, both at the same time? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into the story.
What you got?
The crows are causing problems again.
They're back.
City of Rochester, a few times a year, for those that don't know, use a wildlife management project to get rid of large concentrations of crows that settle in different places in the greater Rochester area. In the winter, it happens down in Washington Square Park. That's
downtown.
Yeah, Jiva Theater, that area there.
Yeah.
Okay. So they use explosions, lasers, speakers to blast crow distress calls. If you've ever heard it, it is loud and it can be jarring.
They scare them out.
Yeah, so they do it over at Innovative Field sometimes in the summer across the street, and they'll do it overnight. And when we didn't know what it was at first, we thought like the world was coming to an end.
Yeah.
There's lasers
it's
everywhere. There's bangs. It does seem, Tommy, like it would be hard to live with.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons a petition has started to circle.
So what are they doing?
Folks who live near Washington Square Park are signing it, asking for, and I quote, alternative solutions that balance the needs of the community with respect for wildlife.
Well, the alternative solution is going to be a shotgun. You can blast them out of the sky.
They say the area of Washington Square Park is so small that cleaning up after the crows would be a better idea than scaring them off.
Who's cleaning that every night? Because you're just going to have just crow crap all over the place.
Yeah, crow crap?
Yeah.
Park your car around there.
It destroys everything.
This group that lives in the area, they're asking that the explosions, the laser light shows, and the blasting crow calls come to an end.
Mm.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So do you want the noise and the lights, or do you want to deal with the crap?
Because they're saying just let them be. Because that's what they're saying.
They want alternative solutions.
But this is like there's many other solutions, except you want to get cruel and kill them.
No, like no, nobody said kill. You are the only one that has said
well,
kill.
Well, like poison them or
nope,
something?
Nope, again, you are the only person in this situation.
Well, what are you going to do, shoo them?
I don't know. They want, quote, alternative solutions.
You got to whack them.
Believe it or not. What? Here comes a tiny bit of Sicilian on a tongue.
Bam.
You got to whack them.
Yeah.
Leave the crow, take the canola. No, look, believe it or not, I am naive to the tactics of getting rid of crows in humane ways.
Like, do they have like a
natural predator?
Natural.
No, they have a national predator, the predator of America that comes for crows.
I don't know.
You dumbass, illiterate bitch.
Like, is there another bird that they hate that that bird shows up, they'll check out?
Kimmy, can you Google natural predators of crows?
Don't sound like they have them.
I just asked her to Google it. She didn't even have a chance to get to her computer.
Like, I don't know what eats birds.
Okay.
Bigger birds.
Crows have several natural predators.
Well, go get them.
Including hawks, owls,
okay.
Raccoons, snakes, and other larger birds.
Owls eat crows?
Maybe they eat the baby crows.
Okay.
I don't know. So it says. Yeah, it says, okay. Great horned owls are predators of crows, especially their young. So young crows.
Owls are nasty. No, they'll attack your ass.
Owls?
An owl will F you up.
I've never seen an owl attack anybody.
Don't ever F with them. Seriously.
Guys, we had a lot of fun back there.
Let me tell you something. Do not mess with an owl. All right, so let's go get some owls.
Well, no, because then you're going to have an owl.
Some Tootsie Pops. One, a two, a three.
Three.
Because you don't want to just release a bunch of like raccoons and snakes.
Yeah, I mean, they got a snake problem. I mean, that's the problem.
Well, first of all, snakes are going to die. It's winter.
Every other community that has used... Every other community that has used animals to get rid of other animals, then is just overrun by the more dangerous animal. That's a terrible idea. Terrible idea.
Well, then there's no other electronics and you could chase them away with.
That'd electronics?
Yeah.
Like, what, social media?
Well, like the noises and stuff.
Okay. I get why the city has to do what it has to do. And I trust the Wildlife Management Project is doing what is best for the situation.
Well, they're trying to be humane.
So I'm not saying to change what they're doing.
Mm.
That being said, I told you, I have heard and seen what they do to get the crows to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not
couldn't imagine living around
Kimmy,
it.
I don't think I could.
Right.
It would drive you insane, like to the point where you couldn't think straight. And I don't know how often this happens or how many times a year it happens, but I completely understand where these people are coming from.
Well, it kind of seems like, too, like when they do it, even if it's successful, they just move to another area where they now have to do it over there. It just kind of feels like they're moving the problem.
They migrate.
To a different part of the city. You know what I mean?
So then what's the solution?
Can you eat crows? Like, I mean, as like a chicken.
Remember we had this discussion.
No, like there's like literally a bad thing in our... Like, language is he had to eat crow. So I'm going to guess it's not good.
Well, that's slang. I don't know if it's that actual thing. Like, maybe back in the day in this country, we ate crows. Like, it was like chicken.
Let's not encourage people to go eat crows.
I'm not encouraging. I'm asking. Then you can harvest them and feed people.
No, because we're going to harvest the crows and feed the homeless.
I mean,
feed the crows to the homeless.
Yes. Would that be bad?
How'd you like some crow pie? I think it would be bad.
How about chicken fried crow? That doesn't sound bad.
I think you'd have to crow fry it. 252-WCMF. We're talking about a petition that's circling around the area of Washington Square Park near Geva Theater there. Every winter, a large concentration of crows lives there, and they got to get rid of them, so they use this technique that they've been using for years, lasers, explosions, crow noises in distress to get them the hell out of there. The folks that live there say, hey, we're not enjoying this. We'd rather deal with the crow crap, the crapping crows, as opposed to the noise. By the way,
I think they're coming to Darien Lake this year.
It's funny you say that. Baron Von Butt wrote us on
Baron
Instagram.
Von Butt.
Tommy's favorite 90s alternative band, the Crapping Crows. By the way, I'm seeing Kimmy take phone calls over there who are going on the air, and she's just shaking her head and rolling her eyes.
A lot of crow jokes coming our way, guys.
Can you give me one of the crow jokes?
Well, you know what they should do?
What's that?
Put the break room on to scare the crows away, guys. That'll make them leave.
It's not really a joke.
I think that's why they told me and not you guys.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I try?
You have to admit,
what?
There is something very unsettling about a murder of crows.
Well, yeah.
I mean, example one. They call a group of crows a murder.
Right. Well, just if you were, I mean, ever since that movie.
The crows?
The birds with Hitchcock.
There weren't crows in it.
Oh, there was all kind of nasty-ass birds. I think crows kind of led the league.
Is that what there was?
Yes.
Leader crows? So for those who are unaware, crows are one of the smartest animals on the planet.
They're like a mafia.
Yeah.
Like the crow mafia.
So not only can crows, and I'm not making this up, you can look it up yourself. Not only can crows remember the faces of humans that have wronged them, they hold grudges.
And they go after you, right?
Yes, they are the Italian women of birds. And even more alarming.
They're always in
black. My husband no hair anymore. Why wouldn't I? And even more alarming with crows.
Yeah.
Not only have scientists seen crows recruit other crows to mess with people who have messed with them, they've also discovered that crows can teach their young ones, their newborns, mm-hmm. to mess with people who have wronged them in the past without the younger crows even having seen the person they will eventually mess with.
So it's generational.
But it's not like the crow takes the baby and says, that guy.
Yeah.
The crows know who you are,
yeah.
having never seen you.
So
how do they do that?
I don't know, but this is what's pissing me off now.
Please.
You've got all this crow research.
Yeah.
How they think, how they do. And you still don't have a solution, but you've psychologically dove into their little P-ass brains.
I mean, maybe they're too smart to outsmart.
Bro. The United States of America, buddy.
Yeah.
We're the U.S. military.
Uh-huh.
I said we're bringing the full force of this great country to get rid of these birds.
Couple of creep crumb bum crows.
Can't tell me the military can't come up with something.
So can we not? Again, you're back to killing the crows again.
No, but we got all these jets and bombs. Let's take care of it.
We're going to bring in a fighter jet to take out crows.
Swoop down. Now, how about we just scare them with the jet? Just come down close.
Well, like the noises that they play? That
scare
scares
the crap
the
out of everybody.
Hey, man, have you ever... I live near the airport during the air show. When a fighter jet buzzes your house, it shakes like the windows are going to
explode. Yeah, but people will take the lasers over that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I say we book the air show.
We got Facebook messages coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Bob. Bob says, I'm with the people at Washington Square Park that signed the petition. How many crows can there be where it's epic a deal? Actually, there's a lot. They estimate 10,000 crows.
Yeah. Oh, my
have
God.
Have you ever seen them like, when they're in the parking lot across the street?
Yeah.
Like, you
yeah.
don't even, you can't even see the parking lot. You think, like, there's something over it mm-hmm. until you realize it's moving.
When yeah. they all take off, it literally yeah. darkens the sky. Yeah.
It looks like a black cloud.
Yeah. Yes. All right, serious question.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
we talked about crow psychology,
mm-hmm.
which I know is a big hit for people listening to morning radio in Rochester, mm-hmm. New York. Tommy suggested murdering the crows.
But I wouldn't just say exterminating them.
What is the difference?
That's not murder.
You're killing.
Murder is like an illegal act.
So is exterminating them.
You no,
can't
it's
just,
not.
You can't just kill animals.
At the states and the city go, hey, we're going to bring in an exterminator to get rid of these crows.
Okay.
Isn't a murder of crows what the group of crows is called?
Where have you been, Tommy girl? Girl Tommy?
Well, she's on the
phone. taking jokes.
What are you playing a break room?
All right, serious
All
question.
Right, go ahead.
What are the benefits of crows? Because you want to kill them, and that's inhumane.
Well, they eat like garbage and stuff, don't they?
Do they?
No, I think they're like, I'm totally blanking on the word. What's the word for animals that eat scraps and stuff?
Morning shows.
You're talking
scavengers.
About-
Thank you.
Yeah, but like I know like the bat, you can't kill the bats because they eat all the insects.
Exactly, yeah.
They kill mosquitoes.
Yeah.
They're like nature's exterminator.
Kim-
I don't know what crows' purpose is.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah,
I don't
okay.
think they have
crows
one.
Clean
I
up.
Don't.
They have a purpose. They all it's part of the ecosystem. Everything has a purpose.
Not
crows
really.
Have many benefits, including controlling pests, cleaning up dead animals, helping renew forests. I don't know what the
maybe they drop seeds.
Could be. So yeah, they'll eat insects and stuff.
Okay, so the crows are pulling their weight.
Kind of, but then they're dumping. They're eating everything, but then they're just dumping all over your sidewalk. So you didn't really do much with the garbage. You just turn it
they
into
crow
crap.
They clean up dead animals and scattered garbage.
It is surprising.
But doesn't every animal do that?
Not necessarily.
Every animal will clean up garbage.
No, there's a difference between going into a
like
garbage
rats do
can.
That.
Yes, there's a difference between going into a garbage can and get something and eating, what do they call that, carrion? Like a dead animal that's rotting there?
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge difference.
All right. We usually scoop them up and throw them out anyway.
Crows are so social that they'll hold funerals for their dead.
Holy crap. Are you serious?
Yes. Crows are very social birds.
Okay, now we're getting into some BS. There ain't no bird funeral.
They mourn the dead.
I mean,
that
elephant,
would make sense. Why
are they going down to newcomers?
Somebody
hey, I can bury this bird for over $2,000.
I mean, they've seen another.
They don't have funerals, man.
I'm just telling you what Google's telling me.
Well, they're renting the car and everything?
They've seen that behavior in other animals as well. For example, elephants have dead mourning periods. Elephants have funerals.
But they don't have a funeral.
No, they do. They have, an elephant version of a funeral. So it's not out of the question with crows being so smart.
Because the elephant priest standing there?
They can't find a collar big enough.
He always blew his trunk every time he came into a room.
Boo.
It's a good joke and you know
Boo. All right, going back to what we talked about to begin with, right? This,
yeah.
Like, the joke was so good, your mic quit. You know, these people that are trying to circle this petition to get rid of the bangs and the noise and the lasers and the distress crow calls from speakers in the Washington Square Park area because it's just too ridiculous. Do you have sympathy for the people who want to live in this neighborhood without
the noise?
Oh,
it's got to suck.
Okay.
I mean, between the noise and the crap all over the place, and it's not working anyway.
Well, no, it is. It gets them to go. They just...
But they come back.
Yeah,
so,
well,
I mean,
they're smart.
It's not, I mean, I'm putting up with this noise, but I'm not getting any benefit out of it. The birds keep coming back.
I am surprised. Why wouldn't they want to go out somewhere where there's more dead animals to scavenge and things like that?
Like, you would think they would hang out at a dump.
Yeah.
Where all that thought, stuff
maybe
is
they do
there,
too.
Yeah, or your mom's panties. One of those two places. Whoo, what is that? Oh, I see. Hey, Edie, how are you?
Makes sense. The same way there are, like, rats and those kind of animals around, like, a city atmosphere. I mean, they're all looking for the same kind of food, right?
Okay. So let's say you do come up with another option.
Okay.
I will say this to the folks that are circling this petition wanting this other stuff to stop. The devil you know may be better than the devil you don't know. Because my other concern would be if this petition is successful.
You get rid of the...
All the stuff we talked about there, the lasers and the boom.
Yeah.
The next thing they do to try to disperse the crows, if it has a more negative effect on the place that I live and I fought for this, they're not going to go backwards.
Oh.
They're just going to keep this thing. I mean, you got what you want. You hated it. I know maybe the thought is nothing can be worse than this, but that's not always true.
So is there some city, though, that's tried something else and it worked? I mean, we can't be the only city with crow problems.
Maybe this is the thing, the go-to move. I don't know. I mean, look, like New York City, for example, they massive rat problem.
Yeah.
You remember, 2 years ago, they hired a rat czar to try new ideas. One of those ideas, and this just hit the news this morning. It's funny you bring it up.
Yeah.
Was a rat-proof garbage can.
Oh.
The rat cannot get into it. There are now videos and pictures of the rats getting into the rat-proof garbage can.
Yeah, because they went on YouTube.
But I mean, like, even, you know, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry, or crows or rats.
So I do know, because my brother goes over to Italy a lot.
Yeah.
They have a really bad pigeon problem over there.
Okay.
They had one and went this one town. And what they were telling the people was they were gathering up these pigeons and releasing them someplace else. And they kind of were. But, you know.
They were murdering the pigeons.
Well, they were destroying them.
That's murdering the pigeons.
Not murdering.
Again.
It's Italy, man. They were cool with it. But like, they told the town one thing, but they were doing something else, and they didn't find out for years.
I was going to go.
But maybe that's what you got to do. I mean, it's probably an ugly process to getting rid of these damn things, unfortunately.
All right, let's take one more call. You know, we were talking about how smart crows are. They hold grudges. They can teach babies what people look like. Kimmy finds out they hold funerals for their dead. Other animals do. Elephants as well, also smart. Mm. Robert's on CMF. Hey, Robert, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Good, Robert. What do you got?
Hey. You're talking about elephant remembering. Did you hear about the story? The lady that killed the elephant's baby. I forget what country it was in. You can look it up when I'm done telling you.
I thought it was Gates.
But, she killed the elephant's baby, and she left the country for a year. She came back a year later. The elephant remembered her face.
At the airport.
Went and stomped her, killed her. They were holding a funeral for her that night. The elephant showed up at the funeral, stomped her again, killed a bunch of people at the funeral. And in the meantime, between the time when he killed her the first time and the funeral that night, the elephant went to her house, destroyed her house, and killed all her goats.
Okay, this didn't happen.
That's how good an elephant is.
Is that out of the question?
That didn't
Is it
happen,
out of the question?
Bro.
You can Google it, like Robert it said. You can happen. Google it.
I can Google all kind of stupid stuff. That did not happen. Went to the house.
Look,
met her at the airport.
I had to look it up. I forget what country it's in, but I'm telling you.
Oh, it didn't happen, Stan.
You see, you're saying it didn't happen. Everybody's going to send us like the link to the story.
It's coming up. No, it's coming.
First of all, it's probably seven different elephants that pulled this thing
off. But why would they
even more impressive.
Yeah. By the way, the email is tommy@wcmf.com. Go send it there. I don't want to deal with it today. Robert, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right, buddy.
There goes Elephant Facts Robert. Elephant Revenge. All right, let's take a break.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, men will argue about the stupidest things.
Sure.
But this has been a problem for like years.
What happened?
And it all has to do with technology, because years and years and years ago, the old guys that yell, you were right, you had to do this.
Mm.
But not so much anymore.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, you know, up until a couple of days ago, the cold has been brutal.
Oh, yeah.
And you did not want to get into a cold car, Tommy. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are concerns that if you got into a cold car and started doing stuff like that, it was going to damage your engine.
Mm.
So the question became, how long do I need to let my car warm up to make sure it's safe? What have you been told?
I was always told like 10 minutes. I think it always takes
10 minutes.
Well, that sticks out of my head, but I've never let a car warm up.
Really?
I mean,
Even a cold bitch like you?
Even like a cold bitch like me.
No, because I would think like you'd be a guy that would let it run for 10 minutes just because you're cold outside. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I run hot, baby.
Yeah, my ass, you run hot.
No, but I never, like, now, I don't let the car warm up. I mean, I turn it on, I open the garage, and I go.
So you don't use you don't have an automatic start?
No. Those things bother me.
What do you mean they bother you?
I don't like this Mystic car doing things
Mystic
on its own.
Mystic car. Right, do you have it and you just don't use it, or you don't have it at all?
I don't have it.
Oh, no. Do you need to borrow money?
Yes, I do. They're $10,000.
What? What is Mystic about it?
I don't trust leaving a car like that. Isn't that illegal to have your car running with you not in it?
No, with your keys in it and the car actually running. This is different.
So, like,
man who got tickets.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. It's different.
Yeah, because if you're starting it from your house, the keys aren't in the car. So the second you open the door, the car shuts off if you don't have. Well, I think it stays locked anyways.
Oh.
Well, mine stays on, but you can't drive it away. You can't drive it.
Well, yeah, because you have the keys once
exactly.
you get
I have to restart the car when I get the car. Right. Okay. Kimmy, how long have you been told you had to heat your car up before you drove it away?
How long until you drive it away?
This was not something you were told?
No, I mean, I always just assume because my automatic start has a timer on it. If you wait too long, it stops anyways. So I think it stops after like 5-7 minutes, something like that.
Excuse me, I don't drive magic cars.
So it turns out that if you are going to warm up your car at all, it only has to be warmed up for the engine's sake for 1 to 2 minutes. In fact, with most new cars, it's less than that. They say the time it takes to put your seatbelt on and get settled in is enough time for your engine to go.
So that's what I do.
Okay, but there's something else you need to know that's very important. It's not so much about warming up the car, but it is about warming your engine up to the point where it's ready to perform. They say it is far more important to, and I quote, drive the car gently on cold days until the engine is to max temp. Like if you gun it, right?
Who's gunning it out the driveway?
Well, I mean, if you, like we, I jump right on the expressway here.
Yeah, but you have a little bit of a drive to the expressway. You're not doing 50 out of the parking lot.
I don't know, though, like how long I'm supposed to let it warm up before I'm hitting.
Once you get on the expressway, you cool.
Okay. Any expressway ever?
That's why they put it over.
Even if the expressway's right next to your house?
Well, you may want to move.
Are you a gentle driver out of the gate?
Yeah.
It's not what I heard from the city of Rochester in their camera.
I was going home. No, I have a slow roll.
No, like there are people that live on, busier suburban roads. Yeah.
Kind of gun it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, think about like folks that live out in the country. You know, if you live on a road that's 55 miles an hour, 45 miles an hour, you got no choice. You got to get going.
I'm guessing this is all crap. Because can somebody please tell me, their car wasn't working right.
Okay.
They took it to the mechanic, and he goes, you know what your problem is? You never let this goddamn car warm up. You ruined your car. I don't think that ever happened.
Well, it could be like not an immediate thing, but just it wears more over time.
Back in the day, no, she's right. If cars that had carburetors, that's why you had to let them warm up.
Okay, that's back like my dad's generation where you had a four barrel.
That's what I'm telling you.
But that doesn't matter now with the new car.
Unless you have a classic car that you're going to drive in the cold.
Well, classic car douche already knows all this. I don't even care about your stupid classic car.
Why are you getting so mad about it? See, what did I tell you? You bring up Wendy, how to heat up a car.
I'll tell you what. If you drive a classic car to work, first of all, you're a show-off dick.
Uh-huh.
Because it ain't Tom Walls or Bill Gray's on a Thursday night. So Tom Slick doesn't need to be pulling in here with his wheelie bars and headers to show off.
Take that, all of y'all.
All y'all.
252 WCMF. It turns out you only need to warm up your car 1, maybe 2 minutes. Even newer cars, experts say in the wintertime that just putting your seatbelt on and getting settled will be long enough until the engine is good. But they do warn, do not overwork the engine until it has time to warm up. So drive gently
for a little bit.
Gently, yeah, until you're all warm up to go. So just to recap.
Yeah, let's recap. Let's bring it all together.
You don't want to warm up your car at all.
I don't.
And you don't like the magic of an automatic start that has existed literally now.
I'm afraid that damn thing's going to jump into gear and run somebody over.
How would that?
I don't know.
Have we ever seen that?
The car starts driving itself.
It could.
Man who wants self-driving car is worried. A car that is in park could drive somebody over.
Yeah, you trust being driven by the car, but not the car being on by itself.
In park.
Without you inside. Yes.
In park.
Yes.
With no key.
Interesting.
Yes. All right.
All right.
You're the dumbest person I've ever met in my life. And it's not even close. And I know dumb people.
Oh, yeah.
Dumb people.
I know you do.
Okay.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.